Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Vine.
If you want to try something properly, my belief is you need to stick to it for at least 12 months and then basically give it your all in such sense as a passion or as an obsession or a slight obsession to see if you actually can excel in that area that you're trying to do.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have those 999 broken bulbs before we get that one that works. And here, we talk about the broken bulbs. Today, I'm joined by Arne Terry. Now, get this. Arne is an author, coach, mentor, father, and he's from the UK, which earns points, at least in my book. But Arne also deals with what he calls shiny object syndrome. A lot of us do. Just look at how many podcasts I do. Arne shares with us how he's dealt with this and has managed to focus on things. That's coming up after this break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Arne Terry, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
I'm excited to have you. So let's start off by talking about not sticking to one business idea. Can you kind of set the stage of that struggle and why you brought that up as one of your failures or broken bulbs?
Yeah, definitely. The reason why I've said this is the one that haunts me the most. I'm sure people can relate to this. It's called shiny syndrome or science shiny object syndrome, whatever you want to call it, where you see something, it looks great. You try it for maybe 3-4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, and you see something else do right, you do something else. And what I'm talking about here, it was like MLM, multi-level marketing. It was as everyone wants to go into trading. And then it was like, okay, what trading should I do? Was it Forex? So I tried a bit of Forex and tried a bit of different trading as well. And I just didn't stick to one thing at all. And I think, and my belief is, if you want to try something properly, my belief is you need to stick to it for at least 12 months and then basically give it your all in such sense as a passion or as an obsession or a slight obsession to see if you actually can excel in that area that you're trying to do. And the reason why I'm saying this as well, there's friends that I know, and again, I'm sure people can relate to this, friends that know that I've stuck to that thing and then done it for the 12 months and so on and so forth, they've become successful in choosing that one niche, that one area. Where myself, I was looking at left and looking at right. I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't know myself well enough to see what would stick well enough with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I'm curious, do you have a specific example of one of those shiny objects that you think could have worked out really well for you had you stuck with it for 12 months or more?
Yeah, trading. 100% trading. You know, when I started trading, it was just starting with a couple of pounds, and then you accumulate, goes up. And then had a couple of losses, because the thing about trading is you need to realize you are going to lose continuously. You just need to know how to work the game. And you need to understand that as long as you have your low losses, that's fine. And you'll have more losses than your wins, if that makes sense. But your wins are always higher than your losses. And it took me too long to understand that and to get that. For example, when I was doing trading, you know, you can have, let's say, for example, I had 10 losses at a pound each, so that's £10 that lost, but I could have two wins at £20 each, if that makes sense. So even though I've got multiple losses, which is a lot more, but I've only got two wins, my overall earnings from trading is a lot more. So hopefully I'm not overcomplicating things. So it's just things like that where I didn't invest enough of my own time to understand that and to get the knowledge on that. So trading is definitely one of those things that I believe I could have been successful with if I did. But it's one of those things where it's so, what's the word? You know, you have to learn so much about it, different charts, different, and it just, and I just didn't, at that time, I didn't have the concentration for it. I didn't have the patience for it. So I jumped onto some other multi-level marketing thing and tried that, and then just got a bit bored with that, pretty much like selling, you know, like health products. And I went from selling other health products and then jumped into another MLM thing, from anything from like skincare and things like that. So I tried a few different things, and you know, if I did stay in one product or one service, I believe I would have excelled in that. And you know, to anyone listening to this, it's having that focus. And at that time, I did not have the focus at all.
So what, one of the things that has been a theme is, like you brought up, focus. I've talked to a lot of people who say focus is the most important thing for their success. And so as someone personally who can lack focus, and I and you talking about lacking focus, what advice do you have for myself and the listeners that might help us gain focus and help us sit down and just look at that one thing for a year and really give it a go and see if we can be successful at it?
Great, great question. I believe I could talk about this for an hour, but let me just condense it down, because I've been doing a lot of mindset stuff, a lot of mindful stuff as well. The main thing is, say if you try to think about something big, I would say bring it down to something as small as possible. So to answer your question, firstly, focus is repetition. So all you need to do is repetition, get into habit. So you just need to do that thing over and over and over and over. And if you've got something big that you want to achieve and you don't think you'll ever get there, it's just doing a little thing. So say, for example, you're someone that gets out of bed and, you know, you brush your teeth, you have a shower or have a bath, and you go to work straight away and you don't make your bed. The first thing that you need to focus on, your repetition, is just a very, very simple thing. Make sure you've made your bed before leaving, you know, to college, university, or to work. So to get the focus, it's just repetition. Repetition is focus. That's what I believe it is as well. So you just start with little things, which is anything could be as small as making the bed. It's not the act of having a clean bed or making your bed. It's actually starting, if this is making sense, and finishing. So when you've made your bed, you've actually finished a task that you set yourself up to do. So the thing that I say is having that focus. I don't want to get too much onto the holistic side, but another thing as well is concentration. For me, you know, the adult coloring books are great in terms of just, you know, calming your mind and just relaxing and just focusing on something. And also meditation, it gets thrown up a lot as well, but meditation does help. But even, you know, you don't have to go into some crazy meditative state. It's just having deep breaths. So it's literally, you could just be in your room for 5 minutes, you know, breathe in, breathe out, and just focus. And concentrate on what you want to get out for that day or what you want to do. And it's just repeating that habit. It sounds really simple. It is simple once you've got it. It's just repetition and doing the same thing over and over again. You know, like if someone wanted to go to the gym or lose weight or whatever, don't focus on losing weight. Focus on something else. You know, me personally, when I was trying to lose weight, I just focused on my wedding ring was getting a bit too tight for my finger. So it's kind of just tricking your brain, just thinking, right, okay, what I want to do is make sure my wedding ring fits a bit, is not too snug, let's just say. So I just focused on that. So it's just focusing on something that is a bigger why, if this is making sense. So my bigger why was my wedding ring. My bigger why was making sure I could keep my wedding ring on without it feeling uncomfortable. So if you think about a big why for yourself of why you want to actually do that, then it actually becomes easy. And that's how I started running a lot, going, you know, cycling to work, running to work, running back, et cetera, et cetera. So that's my trying to condense it answer to focus, which is repetition, mindset, and obviously just have a bigger why. Don't just think about that end goal. Think about something else to trick yourself into making it happen.
I love that. And I think that's fantastic. You know, the importance of building those small habits along the way that get us there, as well as just having that bigger overarching idea of why we're doing this in the first place. I think that's fantastic. At the end of every episode, I always ask, what's that one bulb, that one idea, the 1,000th try, maybe in your case, the one thing that you're focusing on that's working for you? So feel free to brag a little bit. And this is the perfect spot where you can plug everything that you're doing now so that people can go follow you and hopefully continue to learn something from you.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram or YouTube. The easiest way to find me is just my name, which is Alan Terry. Just type that in Instagram, or if you find type it in YouTube, you can find me that way. But going back to your question about the thing that, you know, that's making me smile and happy at the moment, not just by I'm happy doing it, but by earning money, which is one of the reasons why we do it, obviously. To live, which is my social media journey. You know, I started off just doing affiliate marketing, and that's the one thing that I talk about focus. That's what I focused on, selling other people's products. And then I moved on from selling other people's products to creating my own digital product, which is how to dominate social media. And then obviously I'm selling those courses, which is digital products. So if you want to check out that product, all you need to go is onto is freetownmindset.com. Simple as that, www.freetownmindset.com, and you'll find my digital product on there, which will help you dominate social media. So that, you know, the condensing that, it's just basically making you or helping you turn a passion or a hobby into income. That is what I love, that's what I'm enjoying doing, and that's me.
That's fantastic. Well, Arne Terry, thank you very much for joining us today.
Gratitude. Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Arne Terry for joining me and being willing to talk about his failures. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to his ebook, Instagram, and the rest of his work. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is a co-production of Williams Rutledge and Mecco Radio. And we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. And the music is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.